Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Live Wire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us this evening. Well, the 2014 season kicks off for the Western New York Flash on Sunday. The team will feature a number of new players, including two just acquired from the champion Portland Thorns over the weekend. And we'll speak to one of those ladies tonight, a lady who started every game for Portland in the 2013 season, Kat Williamson. We'll also look back at the Rhinos' 3-1 loss to defending USL Pro Champs Orlando City with the goal scorer J.C. Banks. We'll have him in just a moment. And we'll also be previewing Friday's road match against the Dayton Dutch Lions. And it's a big news also happening late last night as U.S. women's soccer coach Tom Sermani was fired. And we'll be talking about that with Michael Lewis today. And, of course, the second leg of the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals takes place tomorrow on Wednesday. We'll have that with Dick Howard, and also some huge matches this week and coming up on the weekend in the European leagues. It should be a great show. Unfortunately, Joe Sirianni is not with us again tonight. He has some business to take care of for the Italian American Community Center, which, by the way, will be hosting both the Rhinos and Flash kickoff dinners. The Rhinos dinner is the 23rd of April, about 2 weeks from now, and the Flash dinner a week later on Wednesday, April 30th. Joe runs that organization. He does it very well, and he's busy with that tonight, so hopefully Joe will be back with us next Monday. But right now, let's go to our first guest. He scored the Rhinos' opening goal of the 2014 season down in Orlando on Saturday, and he's here back with us for the Rhinos in his fourth year, one of the veterans on the team. Happy to be joined once again by J.C. Banks. J.C.'s appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos play in Dayton against the Dutch Lions at 7 p.m. on Friday. You can watch the game at uslsoccer.com. Just follow the link. The home opener is Sunday, April 27th against the Charleston Battery, a 4 p.m. afternoon kickoff. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your season tickets. J.C., good evening and welcome back to Rochester. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you very much. And tough game for the Rhinos, but you guys had an excellent match. It was a much better start than last season, certainly down in Orlando and with the Lions. They're a very good team. They've been playing for 2.5 months. The Rhinos have been playing for about 5 weeks together, but it was a great match. It came right down to the last 10 minutes, and you guys did a great accounting of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the result that we wanted, but I think it's a decent starting point, and we got some ground to make up, but I think we'll make it up pretty quickly.
I certainly believe that as well. And it was a tough start, too. Orlando went up in the third minute, I believe, on a goal, and then a second goal in the second and the first half. But you guys came back, and you scored a very Italian-like goal with taking advantage of a mistake in the back and putting home a rebound shot. You took a shot, Gallardo made a nice save, but you stuck in the rebound. So tell us about how that goal came about.
I mean, they were trying to keep possession, as usual. I mean, they had a lot of possession, but I think we kind of stepped up more than other teams would on them. And on that one, it forced them to make a mistake, and we capitalized on it, so that was good. I think we could have actually capitalized a couple more times when they made mistakes.
I think it's just going to come with game experience. And there's a couple of moments. I mean, the third goal that Dennis Chin scored off the right after he came in off the bench, just a tough mistake by one of our defenders, and he was just there to pop the ball into the open net. So I think it's obviously some things you guys are going to be working on for the Dayton match on Friday night.
Just building on what we've been doing that throughout preseason, just working on our pressure. More than last game, we're trying to dictate the tempo of the game, which I definitely think we can do against that team. But it's on a small field, and we just got to bring our energy. And if we're defensively sound, I think offensively it'll take care of itself.
Here with J.C. Banks of the Rhinos. Rhinos' second game of the season this Friday against the Dayton Dutch Lions at 7 p.m. And again, you can watch that on uslsoccer.com and maybe be able to check it locally at one of the local establishments. Go to rhinosoccer.com to get more information on that or check their Facebook or Twitter feed. Now, J.C., this is your fourth year with the team, and this is your, I believe, your second stint with Coach Lilly. How are things different between the first time Coach Lilly had this team and this time around?
I think it's just more because it's younger. He had those guys for the second year, my first year, and now everybody's pretty much new, so it's more of teaching the system and all that. But I like it. Everybody's young and hungry, and everybody has a good attitude, so I'm liking it so far.
And this is your fourth year now with the team. How has your role changed from the first time with Coach Lilly, now that you're one of the few guys who's back from last year?
Yeah, I'm just taking a little bit more of a leadership role, I guess. But, I mean, I'm still young too, but when I first came in, I was definitely the youngest guy. I was eager to learn, so I was listening to the older guys. And now I'm one of those guys that if younger guys ask questions or I got some kind of advice for them, I can go talk to them about it. So I think that's much different from the first time I had Bob.
Also, something else that was different this year, you took the field for your hometown team, the Milwaukee Wave, on the indoor side. Why did you decide to do that? And I know there was some interesting events at the end of that season with Keith Tozer getting relieved of his duties, one of the greatest coaches in the history of U.S. soccer. That was a big surprise to a lot of people. Tell us about that experience.
I liked it. It was a really good experience being home playing. I decided to do that because I was going home in off season anyways, and I trained with them 2 years ago, so I knew Keith, and we talked about it a little bit, and we worked it out, so I did that. The season went well, but towards the end of the season, we kind of fell apart a little bit, and we didn't get the result that we wanted in the end, but I think overall, it was a pretty good season.
I know there's a lot of events happening in indoor soccer over this off season, and who knows what's going to happen in the indoor soccer realm in 2015. We'll keep an eye on that. It's going to be interesting. But how has the indoor game, what you did in the indoors, affected what you're doing this year? Have you learned any tricks or things that you might be incorporating into your outdoor game?
I think indoor, you just have to be turned on more than outdoor. It's back and forth, a lot of defensive work. So I think that is going to be bigger in my game now because all the reacting from indoor, I think it'll affect outdoor, me being more attentive during the game.
It's going to be interesting to see. A lot, of course, a lot of great indoor players have played for the Rhinos. A guy named Doug Miller, we might remember that name. And a lot of guys, Tommy Tanner, of course, played for the Rhinos. John Ball, who's an indoor legend himself. But Dayton has a team that we're playing on Friday. And what I remember about Dayton is that ridiculous game at the end of last year where they scored three goals in 5 minutes and all of a sudden they stopped the game. And, of course, there was lightning before they scored their goals. And it was just a total debacle. And I know, I'm sure you guys remember that and are very anxious to face this team and show what Rochester soccer is really all about.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the guys from last year, we all remember that. And we're definitely going to make it clear to the new guys kind of what happened, and we can't let that happen again. And we got the team that can dominate a game, and we're playing on a smaller field, so they're going to make it a little bit scrappy, but we know we got to match it and take over the game.
That certainly is. I'm looking forward to watching that game, and I'll probably be down at some venue where the Rhinos players and staff will be watching it, because I'm very happy I'm going to be doing the caller this year for the Rhinos. So I'm looking forward to calling every game. And one question I have to ask you, the fans will certainly notice on April 27th when the team takes the field that the familiar number 29 is no longer going to be on your back. You're wearing one of the more famous soccer numbers, number 10, worn by, Pelé and Maradona and the greats of soccer. Why did you make the change?
No particular reason. I mean, that was my number in college. But I was 29. That was fine. I wore 29 indoor again, but number 10 was available. And I don't know, we needed a change from last year, that's for sure. And I think me and my game, I got to switch something up, so why not switch up the jersey too?
It's a good reason, and because I didn't know you wore number 10 at Green Bay, so it'll be good good to see you wearing that number 10 shirt up top for the Rhinos. Look forward to seeing you at the kickoff dinner on April 23rd at the Italian American Community Center. It should be a great event. It's a little bigger than the sports club, and they'll do a great job. So I know all the fans looking forward to seeing you guys in town and looking for that home opener on the 27th. So
wish
you guys best. Yeah, wish the guys best of luck from Joe and I on Friday, and we'll be watching on the internet. Thanks so much for being with us, JC.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. JC Banks here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And again, the Rhinos in action this Friday, 7 p.m. kickoff against the Dayton Dutch Lions. Go to uslsoccer.com or rhinosoccer.com to get the link to watch the game live on the internet. Next up, we'll go internationally with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, 2013 Lancers Wall of Famer. We'll talk about what's going on in Europe and all over the world in soccer next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The best is back. The Western New York Flash kick off the 2014 NWSL season this Sunday at 4 p.m. on the road against the Washington Spirit. Visit NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live via streaming video. The 2014 home opener is Saturday, May 3rd against the defending champion Portland Thorns with kickoff at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Couche-a-couche, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch. Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jolly Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue the start of their 2014 USL Pro schedule this Friday on the road against the Dayton Dutch Lions starting at 7 p.m. You can watch the match live on YouTube by following the link at uslpro.uslsoccer.com. The Rhinos' 2014 home opener is Sunday, April 27th at 4 p.m. against Charleston. Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this week by Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. The second location in Rochester is open now at Webster at 195 North Avenue. That's at the corner of Routes 104 and 250. They're open today, so go down and get your fish and chips. 872-2210 is their number. Or, of course, you can go to salvatores.com for all the information about Arthur Treacher's, Salvatore's, and Donuts Delight. All sponsors of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Good evening, Dick. How are things up in Toronto?
Things are not too bad, but it makes me hungry when you mention fish and chips there, Andrew.
Yeah, I know. Whenever I'm up in Toronto, we always go to the Elephant and Castle over on Yonge Street to get the fish and chips over there. It's always an excellent
meal. Arthur Treacher's sounds good, but also sounds good. What about these games this week? Isn't it going to be fantastic? Again, the atmosphere.
It's going to be some great games, but to pay homage and tribute to Mr. Sirianni, we should mention what has happened today in soccer. Juventus went 8 points up in Serie A with a 2-0 win over Livorno. Fernando Llorente with both goals for La Vecchia Signora, so they are now up on Roma. And also today in the EPL, a big win for Spurs as they keep their thin hopes of a Champions League spot, but certainly a European spot open. They won 5-1 against Southampton. So those results from today. But Dick, I got to congratulate you. Boy, what a win by Everton. And the 3-0 over Arsenal, and now Everton is in a position to make the Champions League. But, of course, there's still some big matches to go. But you have both Manchester clubs at home, so that will be a big plus for the Toffees.
Yeah, and the big thing, of course, with that fifth spot is the goal difference, because Spurs, who are battling away with Everton in that area, Spurs are 4 points below. And Everton have got a game in hand, but Everton have got a plus 21, whereas Spurs are zero at the moment, I think.
That's right.
It's it's going to be a close battle, but Everton's performance against Arsenal at the weekend was a clinical performance. So I think we saw the new Everton at its best, and it's certainly one of their best performances of the season.
Yes, it was. It was going to be a very interesting goal. We'll talk more about the EPL in just a second. But, Dick, you talked about the Champions League, and obviously I'm a little nervous. But, you know, that Jose
Coach Mourinho is not too concerned. He says no problem. Chelsea are going to win. So the great one has spoken, Andrew.
Yeah, he said that. He actually said that PSG has a 76% chance of winning. I don't know where he got that number from, but the key to the game, I mean, obviously PSG scored that late goal against Chelsea at the very end of the match in Paris, and that's changed the complexion, but Chelsea has a
late
goal.
It was a factor, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was a great match, but PSG will be without Ibrahimovic. He's out for 4 weeks with a hamstring injury, so it's going to be up to... they say it might be up to Edinson Cavani, but it's really up to the defense of PSG. They have to stop Chelsea. If Chelsea can win 2-0, they'll go through on away goals.
Yeah.
So I think Mourinho at home, I'm very hopeful. Chelsea is nearly impossible to beat at home, but they must get at least a two-goal result.
Yeah, the first goal will be important, I think, in this game. Do you think they'll put Samuel Eto'o up top?
That would be very interesting. Let's see if he's recovered. He was injured for a bit, but both teams had very comfortable wins on the weekend. Both won 3-0, so it's going to be on the line. I mean, this is what Mourinho was brought in for, was to bring Chelsea back to the winning championships. So it's certainly going to be a big test for them, but I'm hopeful. The other game, though, boy, Atletico Madrid is in a great position against Barcelona.
I would certainly put my money on Atletico.
You never count out Messi. You know, he could do anything, but Atletico has an away goal. But how many times has Barcelona been shut out in a game, though, really?
Yeah.
That very rarely happens.
Well, they've played, four ties this season, 2-1-1 games and 2 scoreless games. So certainly... it's been a case of they've managed to control Messi, but as you say, Messi and Neymar on form, geez, they can destroy any defense. But Atletico Madrid have really impressed me. I think Simeone's done a magnificent job this season with them, and at their own stadium in Vicente Calderon, when I talk about atmosphere, that is going to be one stadium that you want to be in, because it'll just be electric, and the intensity that Atletico play with is certainly echoed in the stands. They'll be the 12th man, but it's going to be a fascinating tactical battle.
It certainly will. That game actually is on Wednesday. I made an error. The other game tomorrow is Dortmund hosting Real Madrid. Madrid has a 3-0 advantage. Ronaldo is questionable for this game with an injury. But it's going to take a tremendous effort from Dortmund, and they've not been on their best form this season. I think it's going to be difficult to pull 3 goals back against Real Madrid.
I think that it's mission impossible. They got Lewandowski back, but it's not the same Borussia Dortmund team. A lot of players that have moved on, and what they did last year, I don't think they'll be able to repeat. Certainly not Lewandowski getting 4 goals, but. It looks very much as though one Madrid team will go through along with the other team from Madrid, so that would make for an interesting matchups in the semi-final. But having said that, there could still be some upsets. You never know, and you've got such quality players that can turn a game on all 4 teams, you know, that we're seeing tomorrow and all 4 on Wednesday. It's going to be great.
That's right, and the other game, of course, is Manchester United and Bayern Munich. First game ended 1-1, not the result that United, I think, needed, especially now that supposedly Wayne Rooney is not going to play. It's going to be an injury-riddled team, but Bayern unthinkably lost on the weekend. They have not lost in...
A weekend team, though, wasn't it? You know,
he
rested a lot of players at the weekend and suffered the consequences, but... No, it's going to be a tough time, certainly given the dominance that Bayern exerted in the game at Old Trafford and only got the one goal. But the absence of a Wayne Rooney certainly will have an effect when you've got Ben Persie out as well, key players. it's going to be a difficult one for Manchester United. But having said that, they showed a lot of character in that 1-1 game, and I think show similar character. Who knows? Football, we know, is a funny game at times, and teams that totally dominate games suddenly come out losing 1-0 with an inspired goalkeeper and outstanding defending. So it remains to be seen, but it would be great for Manchester United, of course.
This is their season. I mean, they have no chance, really, I don't think, to get into Europe next year unless they win the Champions League. So they might as well go all out in this game. They really have nothing to lose. I mean, it's a 1-1 result in the first game. So really, it could happen, but I think Bayern at home is going to be very difficult to beat. But I think really, yeah, I think so. So it's tomorrow and Wednesday, and then I guess we turn to Sunday. The biggest game of the year in the Premiership, Liverpool hosting Manchester City. I hope it's a tie. That's what Chelsea needs, is that game to end in a tie, and that would be a big... Chelsea has Swansea later in the game over in Wales, but, I mean, Liverpool was won 9 games in a row. They were very strong against West Ham, a very tough place to play. City, you know, they have two games in hand. This is the big one, though. If Liverpool can win this, it's going to make it very tough for City, I think. But if City can get a result, then I think it might be City's... Yeah.
And again, as we've talked about, Andrew, the atmosphere, you'll never walk alone with the teams coming onto the field, and the support that Liverpool gets from their fans, just an electric atmosphere. And again, a game that I wish we could rent a charter flight and take all the listeners over, along with ourselves, of course, to watch games of this nature, because it will be certainly a great one to see on TV.
It will be on TV. It starts at 8:37 for some bizarre reason. I don't know why they picked that particular kickoff time, but it's going to be on NBC Sports Network, as will Swansea and Chelsea. We can't forget the FA Cup semifinals are this weekend. Arsenal will host Wigan, the cup holders. Arsenal certainly is the favorite, I think, to raise the FA Cup, because they're the strongest of the teams left, but in the cup you never know. And the other matchup on Sunday will be Hull against Sheffield United, two teams that I don't think anybody would have anticipated being in the semifinals of the FA Cup.
No, it certainly will be an interesting matchup, you know, with the two teams from the Premiership and two teams from the Championship. But you'd like to see Arsenal getting something out of it, because they've been, you know, trophyless for so many years now, and Arsene Wenger coming under increasing pressure. But if they can come away with an FA Cup win, and they certainly had their moments in FA Cups over the years, You wish that something like that would happen for them, because they've had a very erratic season thus far.
It certainly, and of course, Arsenal fans won't have very far to travel to get to Wembley. It's probably within walking distance if they wanted to have a nice brisk stroll on a London Saturday afternoon. So certainly, they will have the home field advantage playing at Wembley. Either both in the semi, and if they get through to the final, they'll have a lot of support there in London. But before I let you go, Dick, you got to mention, what a win for Toronto FC, knocking off Columbus, the top team in the MLS, without Jermaine Defoe. Michael Bradley, he's got to be the league MVP so far. He's just completely turned the Toronto FC around with his play. He's just playing at the top of his game right now.
Outstanding. You know, he played in a magnificent game, you know, for the U.S. national team against Mexico, didn't he, and scored a goal. And he did the same thing against a Columbus team that had won the first 3 games. And certainly with the injuries, with no Defoe and no Colwell at the back, and Daniel Henry out, Osorio out, they had a lot of injuries, TFC, but they came through and played an excellent team performance. I think it was one that was not expected, and they come back now. They're at home this weekend against Colorado, so we'll hope that they will continue their momentum. But it was an excellent team performance, and as you say, Michael Bradley, superb in the center of midfield.
It's good to see him playing well. We certainly bode well for the United States and the upcoming World Cup, which is just just a matter of about 2 months away. I can't believe it's almost here. And boy, I'm just getting ready for this. I'm certainly be fortunate to be work, and I work at home, so I might be able to catch a bit of the action during the day.
I'm sure you will, Andrew. I'm sure you'll find time to see the games. It would surprise me if you didn't.
Well, Dick, thanks so much for being with us as always, and we will talk to you again next Monday night.
Great. Hopefully you'll be smiling.
I hope so. Thanks a lot.
See you, Andrew.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will turn our focus to ladies soccer, and we'll be joined by one of the newest members of the Western New York Flesh, new as of this weekend, defender Kat Williamson on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
The voice of Liberty.
WYSL.
You are listening to WYSL1040.com, 92.1 FM, and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester.
The best is back. The Western New York Flash kick off the 2014 NWSL season this Sunday at 4 p.m. on the road against the Washington Spirit. Visit NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live via streaming video. The 2014 home opener is Saturday, May 3rd. Against the defending champion Portland Thorns with kickoff at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
Your family is growing and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain, you need care. Call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
The Rochester Rhinos continue the start of their 2014 USL Pro schedule this Friday on the road against the Dayton Dutch Lions starting at 7 p.m. You can watch the match live on YouTube by following the link at uslpro.uslsoccer.com. The Rhinos 2014 home opener is Sunday, April 27th at 4 p.m. against Charleston. Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale
Call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And this is a very appropriate song for our next guest. She's just come here. Didn't walk, but she flew, I'm sure, the 3,000 miles from Portland, Oregon, all the way to Western New York as one of the newest members of the Western New York Flash, acquired in a trade over the weekend. We'll talk about that in just a second. We're very happy to be joined now on the show by newest member of the Flash, Kat Williamson. And Kat's appearance brought to you by the Flash. The season opener is this Sunday at 4 p.m. in Washington against the Spirit. The home opener is May 3rd against the former club of Kat Williamson and Courtney Wetzel, the Portland Thorns. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your season tickets. And Kat, welcome to upstate New York. And boy, what a difference about 6 or 7 days makes, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely. More like 48 hours, but it's been great.
I tell you, this is Andrew Battisti. When Joe Sirianni is not here tonight, unfortunately, but I know he's a huge fan of the Flash, as am I. And this is a big move, a big change that happened over the weekend. Well, let everybody know that what happened, if you did not hear, if you were in a hole for the last few days, the Flash traded defender Sarah Huffman and a player to be named later, which is supposedly going to be Verona Babuquet, the former WPS MVP who used to play for the Flash, actually. And the Flash acquired Kat Williamson and her teammate Courtney Wetzel and a first-round draft pick in next year's draft from the Portland Thorns. So, Kat, tell us about how this was broken to you. I mean, you trained the entire preseason with the Thorns. You were started every game for them last year. How did it all come about from when you were told about it?
Well, obviously, it was a conversation that I had with Paul Riley, my former coach, and, you know, everybody left on good terms. I understand that this is a pro business, and I think as a professional athlete, you were never, you know, fully secured in a spot, and, you know, you just have to make the best of situations, and I think for me personally, I'm excited to work with a different group of players and coaches, try to gain more knowledge about the game. So, you know, there's always positives in these situations, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's obviously a big change. How hard was it to make the change so close to the start of the season?
I mean, it was obviously difficult when you've been playing with a certain group of players and kind of learning about the game plan and system that we're going to have, and then to have it already changed so quickly, it's tough to adjust to, but obviously it's going to take a little bit of time to understand exactly what, you know, Aaron wants from me and working with the players, but I'm totally game for it, and I'm just excited to get started and to get a first practice under my belt. Tomorrow's our first practice that I'll be a part of, so I'm looking forward to that.
Now, does it help you that Courtney Wetzel, your teammate, is coming here with you? Are you guys sort of, you know, it's the two of you coming together as a group, and does that make it a little bit easier for you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think automatically knowing somebody, and obviously we're living together, and I actually played with Courtney in Ottawa for the Ottawa Fury a couple years ago, so I knew her previously. So it's nice to have, you know, someone here that I already know.
Okay, I'm looking at a picture of you on this site, volasports.com. You were named as the Featured Athlete of the Week in November. It's a picture of you fighting for the ball with one lady named Abby Wambach. You have a hold of her jersey. You both are, like, grimacing going for the ball. And now you're going to get the chance to practice against Abby every single day for the
yes.
Flash. I mean, and of course, you guys are both proud members of the Florida Gators. And I know guys were certainly disappointed in the results over the weekend.
Oh, but for sure.
Definitely, I know. But tell us about what it's going to be like to work with Abby in practice, and, you know, guys, again, being from the same college.
Right. I mean, Abby is obviously world class. you know, I always admired the way she played, watching her, you know, when I was in high school through college, and now. And I was, you know, really happy to play against her. It was a battle all the time. And I think her and me practicing together, it can only make me better. So I'm excited to kind of learn from her as well as the other players on the team.
Well, this Sunday, the Flash open up in Washington against the Spirit. What do you guys expect to see from Washington? They were one of the poorer teams in the league last year, but they've tried to improve their roster and get a little bit stronger. So what can we expect to see on Sunday?
I mean, I think that every game this year, no matter what team you're playing, is going to be a battle. I think every team has gotten better, especially with 1 year experience at the NWSL. You know, the players that are still together obviously know how to work with each other a little bit better, and it's definitely there's not going to be any games where you go in and say, okay, this will be an easier one. I think it's going to be a battle this whole season.
It certainly will. There's a lot of great quality players in this league. And, of course, the champion Portland Thorns, you're very familiar with them, obviously. They're the Flash's opponent in the home opener rematch of last year's title game. And I'm sure that's one you have circled on your calendar. And probably every player on both rosters have circled on their calendar. It's going to be a very intense game, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure it will be.
It certainly will be. We're looking forward to it. And also, I know you're not, I don't know how familiar you are with Rochester and, you know, where you're going to be playing here. This is a very tight-knit soccer community, as a lot of people have been around this sport for decades. I mean, it goes back to the days of the Rochester Lancers in the North American Soccer League. We had our battles against the Portland Timbers back in the day. So it's a very knowledgeable community. And April 30th is the kick off dinner at the Italian American Community Center. My partner Joe is the president of the community center. There'll probably be 300 people there, and you'll never have a better Italian meal in your life. And when you go there, make sure you come hungry, because
that's not a problem. I definitely will.
McCall Zerboni can tell you all about that. She's been to a number of these in the past. But okay, we're very, very happy that yourself and Courtney are part of the Western New York Flash, and we're looking forward to May 3rd, definitely, but also to see you guys in action on Sunday against the Washington Spirit. So best of luck to you and to the team, and we'll be watching on Sunday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kat. Kat Williamson here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and you'll see Kat and Courtney and Abby Wambach and Kari Lloyd and McCall Zerboni, the whole Flash crew, starting this Sunday, the 13th, against the Washington Spirit. And again, the kickoff dinner, April 30th at the Italian American Community Center. Go to WNYFlash.com to get more information on that event. There's a banner, you can click on right on the front page of the Flash website. When we come back, we will talk U.S. soccer with Michael Lewis. Some big news this weekend, the firing of Coach Tom Cermani, and a possible new entry into Major League Soccer. We'll talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos continue the start of their 2014 USL Pro schedule this Friday on the road against the Dayton Dutch Lions starting at 7 p.m. You can watch the match live on YouTube by following the link at uslpro.uslsoccer.com. The Rhinos' 2014 home opener is Sunday, April 27th at 4 p.m. against Charleston. Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team this season at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of you, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance for a second straight year. 2014 through 2015 Lancers season tickets are now on sale for just $150 for any seat at Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK to purchase your tickets today. The Lancers will be back for another season of exciting soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena later this fall.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
The best is back. The Western New York Flash kick off the 2014 NWSL season this Sunday at 4 p.m. on the road against the Washington Spirit. Visit NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live via streaming video. The 2014 home opener is Saturday, May 3rd against the defending champion Portland Thorns with kickoff at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be part of it, New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. The website is www.salen.com. Yes, I can spell. I'm a college graduate. Michael, good evening. How are things down in the Big Apple? Hello, Michael. We lose you. Of course, you wouldn't be able to tell if we lost you. That's okay. We're going to get Michael back in just a moment. Obviously, the big news today, actually it was announced late last night, is that U.S. Soccer relieved women's head coach Tom Sermani of his duties. A report that supposedly he was a bit blindsided by Gulati's decision after Sunday's game against the Chinese national team in Colorado. U.S. won that one 2-0. So Jill Ellis is the interim coach once again. She was after Pia Sundhage left the United States national team to go to coach her home country of Sweden. We do now have Michael back. How are you doing, Michael?
Still okay.
That's good. That's good. Well, we're just talking about Tom Cermani and this very surprising move, I think, for soccer fans. I don't think they expected Tom Cermani to be relieved of his duties at this point, but I guess if you look back at the results in the Algarve Cup, where the U.S. did very, very poorly, to be honest with you, I guess it's not a surprise, and now it's going to be very interesting, I think, to see what direction the U.S. goes.
Well, you know, the Algarve Cup, and it's not just the U.S. lost two games in a row, losing 5-3, and the U.S. had never, ever given up five goals in a game. And what you have to remember about the United States women's national team, and this is the way I look at it, they are the Brazil of women's soccer. And what I mean by that is there are great expectations. And given what they have achieved since 1991, since they won their first World Cup, they have never finished out of the top three in the Olympics or the Women's World Cup. And no country, men or women, has ever done anything like that. So there's great expectations. I listened to the conference call with Sunil Gulati. He said it wasn't one big event, but I think the Algarve Cup had to show Sunil Gulati, Dan Flynn, and some other people in the federations some cracks in the armor with 6 months away from World Cup qualifying. And it wasn't, just one event, but it was, something culminating in that. Very, very strange that someone would get fired the same day he wins a game, 2-0. Very, very strange in that way. But I guess they had to do something, but the timing is a bit of a head-scratcher.
Well, think of it this way. It seems hard to believe, but the U.S. has not won the World Cup since 1999. So that is the ultimate epitome of being the best in women's soccer. I mean, the U.S. can be ranked number one for 100 straight weeks. If they don't win the World Cup, they're not the best team in the world. And even if they win the Olympic gold medal, they're not the best team in the world. The World Cup is what matters. And since the historic win in the Rose Bowl, the U.S. has not done the job. And I wonder, Michael, I'm just thinking about who the U.S. could get to replace Tom Cermani. And you wonder the name Tony DiCicco, the man who led the U.S. to the World Cup title in 1999. He's not currently coaching. And you wonder if maybe the Federation might go back to him. It's not unheard of to see coaches go back to where they had great success in the past. Look at Mr. Mourinho at Chelsea.
I think that would be, I don't know what Tony's situation is, but I think that would be an intriguing coach to have someone coach a team like that, given his resume and background. Tony did coach the under-20 women's national team to the World Championship in 2008, if memory serves me correctly. So he hasn't been totally away from the Federation. Sunil on the conference call said the list is a very short one. And, there are a number of coaches in the National Women's Soccer League who I think could do the job. But quite frankly, their season is beginning this week, and to rip them away from their teams, it would not be a good, at this juncture, would be a good idea. A hiring like that should be made, in the off season. But Tony DiCicco would definitely would be an intriguing candidate to coach the team, no doubt about it.
I'm just trying to think of who else you would possibly. I mean, you don't want to go to somebody, I think, at this stage who is inexperienced. It's got to be somebody with a pedigree, and there aren't a lot of coaches out there, I think, that, especially American coaches, who have that pedigree of winning the big championship. I mean, outside of, a Tony DiCicco. I mean, Pia Sundhage is not going to leave Sweden to come back and coach the United States. And you think about guys like, Paul Riley or Aaron Lyons, for that matter, or any of the NWSL coaches, they don't have that international experience. It's a totally different game. And it's going to be very interesting to see. I mean, Jill Ellis, who is the interim coach, she's already said that she's not going to be the full-time coach. I think it's just to get the U.S. through the China match, or they have an upcoming match against Canada in Winnipeg, which certainly will be a war, as it always is. But, you know, like I said, World Cup qualifying is coming up. It's going to be in Mexico again. It's not going to be here in the U.S. So the last time the U.S. had to qualify in Mexico, we all know what happened. They did not get the job done against the Mexicans. As a matter of fact, it was Veronica Perez, the former Western New York Flash player, who scored the winning goal for the Mexicans. So,
I'm sorry, go on.
Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, it's a big decision, and U.S. soccer has got to make the right decision. I think that if they don't win the World Cup this time, it's going to be, you know, it may be a long time before this team can get back to that level, because other countries are getting better and better.
No doubt about it. One interesting thing, I'm not trying to put any cart before the horse talking about World Cup qualifying, because Canada already has qualified as hosts, they're not participating in the qualifying, so it, quote-unquote, should be easier for U.S. and Mexico to go through. But let's face it, there are other countries that are catching up in CONCACAF. I'm not saying Costa Rica is anywhere near the aforementioned teams that I mentioned, but they've gotten a lot better. And as we all know, if you keep strange things happen, and if you keep a score close, upsets occur. And I think Abby Wambach could tell you a few games she's played in that have been could have been decided by a play on either side of the ball.
Certainly. So we'll be watching. It's not going to take long for the U.S. to make this decision. They don't have that luxury. So we'll be watching that. The men's side, a great, great first half against Mexico. Michael Bradley, I think, is right now the top U.S. player. He is just dominating Major League Soccer right now. He's dominating the men's national team. He needs to stay healthy, obviously, for the next couple of months. Mexico did show some guts coming back to forge a 2-2 tie. So I think it was a good result all around, a good preparation match for both teams.
It's funny about Michael Bradley, and I forgot who tweeted this. It might have been Ray Hudson, and I apologize if I'm getting the wrong author of the tweet, but he said someone should put Michael Bradley in bubble wrap until June, you know, so he doesn't get injured. And he's at the prime age of World Cup stardom. The average age of World Cup championship captains is 25. The average age of World Cup scoring leaders is 24.7. And I'm not saying it's always like that, but he is it during prime time. And he is going to be the most important player for the U.S. team, no doubt about it. And I just hope for the U.S.'s sake that the other key players stay away from injuries as well.
That's certainly. And I mentioned, I teased at the end of the last break, a new MLS franchise. There was a report that came out in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that MLS is going to announce this coming week, next week, that Atlanta will be the newest team in Major League Soccer in 2017. So certainly they have a pedigree. The Atlanta Chiefs of the North American Soccer League played for many, many years and was the last opponent of the Lancers at Howard Stadium.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, it was, I believe, the Lancers lost that game.
They did.
I think it was 2-1, 2-0. I'm not in front of my research material right here. I remember the lead to my story. There was something about Lancers not having enough Indians, but there were too many Chiefs on the field.
I remember it was the only road game Atlanta won that year, but we'll see what happens. It's going to be coming up next week. They got a new stadium, a new football stadium. I hope Atlanta's not planning on playing there. They need a soccer stadium. And, of course, the Silverbacks play in the North American Soccer League, so we'll see how that goes. But Michael, it's going to be an interesting time with the World Cup coming up, new U.S. women's coach, and, of course, Major League Soccer. So, as always, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday.
My pleasure. I'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye, Michael. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is Kicking the Grass. We want to thank Michael and Dick Holler, as always, for being on our show. Our special guests, Kat Williamson and J.C. Banks. Also, Jackie Maynard, Mike Cipolla, Aaron Lines from The Flash, Greg Stan, Dave Slinsky, and Pat Erickley from the Rhinos. Rhinos in action Friday at 7 against Dayton on the road. And Sunday, The Flash opened in Washington at 4 p.m. This is Andrew Battisi. Thanks for joining us here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Thanks to Bob D'Angelo, our engineer. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for our next edition on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisi. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.